y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host with the most, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And I'm so happy and so grateful to have y'all here, y'all. Look, I just have a really quick message. Oh my God, an orange butterfly just went past my window. Listen, lately, there has been so many growing pains in my life. And I just want y'all to know, like, I'm still here. I'm still locked in. I'm still with y'all. And I have so many stories to tell. I've just been in such a different space, y'all. And I just want to get on here and tell you guys, like, you know, don't forget that I'm not perfect. I know you guys come to me for answers and mentorship and, you know, just for advice, venting sessions, all of that. But, like, listen, I'm growing through it too. We're in a time where a lot of people would have been folded if they were in your position. We are in a time where a lot of people would have been quit if they had the purpose and the path, the destination that you're headed for. They would have been quit. Like, oh no, that's too much. I want to play it safe. You know, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Like, my family did this, I'm going to do this. Or, you know, like, you just not live into the standard of where people thought you would have been at, you know? Some of y'all probably thought you wouldn't even be alive at this age. I'm just here to tell you that I understand, and you're not alone. We are all here together, everybody that's in the village. And also, I'm opening up the Patreon this month, September. Y'all just stay tuned. Make sure you're following me on Instagram for those details, or on Facebook. But listen, the growing pains that you've been feeling, you've just been, you know, it just seemed like you can't catch a break. I promise you, I feel like it too. I promise you, I feel like it too. And, you know, I had to shift my mind. Like, I honestly felt like I died and came back within this past 3 weeks, you guys. And if you saw, like, my face and my lip after what happened with me a couple of weeks ago, like, it felt like my whole life changed. And I just been looking at life differently. Like, why am I sitting here complaining about certain things when there's so many great and beautiful things happening in my life? Like, I'm forgetting to pay attention to the fact that my son is doing so well in school. My son is so happy to see me. I'm still waking up every day. I'm still, what, 2 years strong without having to take any medication for depression or anxiety. I'm still able to walk and talk and tell the story. I am still freaking here today, bro. And it is all praise to the Most High, the Holy Spirit, the power that runs within me and all of us. I had to realize that, like, I was definitely focused on the fact that so much shit just didn't seem to be going the direction that I needed it to go. And then when I turn and I look, there's literally so many great things that are happening. Y'all, today I decided to just go ahead and throw my couch outside. I just let it go. I just let it go. I had so many attachments, you know, to these things. And I had to let it go. It's material things. It's something that I know and believe and trust to, that God is going to replace for me, that the Holy Spirit is going to replace for me. I have this power inside of me, and everything that I desire, it desires me. And I want to put this on record because I know for a fact that it is all going to come back 10 times over. A lot of us are such great people, and we pour love into people that really just took, leaving us high and dry, and then we want to blame it on them, but really it was us. It's always going to come back 10 times over. That money that we gave away when we really didn't have the money to give, it is all coming back 10 times over. Me allowing myself to just spend time by myself and, you know, just be in my own energy. Shout out to my people that, you know, sent me fruits and water and just, you know, made sure that I was okay in a time that was very, very difficult for me. I appreciate it. You know, it might not seem like a lot, but like, shout out to y'all, because you don't even understand. Things had just been happening and happening and happening and happening and happening in my life. And when this happened, it literally forced me to see, like, oh my God, bro. My entire head is bleeding right now. I could not move my mouth. My jaws were locked inside of my lip, in my mouth. And I hit my head on a windowsill. Right above my temple of my head. I healed drastically quickly. And the fruits and vegetables and the water and the love that, you know, came for me in a time of where, you know, I'm usually like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, oh my God, like, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna pull up, you know, like something. I'm gonna figure out a way to be there for others. And I have been doing that so much, but also being there for myself, also being there as a mother, as a business owner. I literally feel like I got sat down and woken up in a whole new way. Like, everything is just, I'm able to see things in a way now. And me throwing my couch outside today showed me, like, I am able to detach and continue growing and continue to be submissive to the Most High in the most peaceful way. And I'm still standing. Nobody would know half of the things that I've been growing through. And I know a lot of y'all are growing through some deep shit right now. It don't matter if you got the money. It don't matter if you got the name brand shit. It don't matter. It doesn't matter if you have nice cars, nice house, you can still feel a feeling of emptiness that is something just ain't full all the way. Something just is not fulfilled. Something is empty. And when you start diving deeper into what that is, it's not a material thing. And you have to do the work with your ancestors, with your guardian angels, with the Holy Spirit, with your higher self, in order to fill it up. Times can really get to be so challenging. And I'm just watching the way that I speak, because I refuse to belittle or talk my way with the power of my tongue out of any life of ease, because I'm speaking that into existence even when it ain't here. I make it look easy, but like, I'm literally here with y'all, like, growing. I'm literally here with y'all. Why? I don't look for nobody to be perfect, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm perfect. I'm just here to be a vessel, and God be showing me how to be a vessel. It's not me. It's the power that runs within me. It's the energy that runs within me. Like, I'm not looking for none of that flesh stuff. Like, I'm not looking for, like, I want to be whole. I want to be at peace. I want to be healed. I want to sit down and be able to relax and not run away from those dark moments that almost took me under. I want to forgive people and genuinely be happy and undisturbed and truly unbothered when people sneak this, when people talk, when people think this, when people think that, when I see people that tore me and hurt me be happy. I want to be at peace and be happy with their happiness too. That's the type of peace I want. I don't want to be petty. I don't want to be hurt when I see you happy. I want to be happy seeing you happy. That's the type of fullness and wholeness and peace that I'm looking for. I'm not looking to impress anybody with anything that could be taken away, burnt up, snatched up, destroyed. I want internal peace. And when you're a vessel for that type of testimony, you grow through some things. People think that it's the opportunities and all these other things, and in all actuality, it just be to be able to live a whole full life, to see a whole full marriage, to see grandkids and kids growing up in luxury and in an empire and happiness, you know, in strength and loyalty, bringing back values and real fun, unconditional love. BBL culture, whatever, okay? Just knowing that it's deeper than whatever the fuck anybody else got to say. It's peace. You are growing through something. You are growing through a testimony, and you are here to fight and see another day for a reason. Because a lot of people not making it to today, honey. A lot of people not here today. Let's go ahead and take a sip of water real quick. Okay, speak life into your water, because I charge mine up with the abilities that I need, okay? A lot of people didn't make it to today, so we need to change our paradigm, change the way that we see things. People that don't give a fuck about if you don't come out every single weekend to get drunk, to get high. I'ma still get high a little bit sometimes, but y'all know, like, they're not there just because you have weed. They're not there just because you have money and, you know, whatever it might be. See who's gonna still surround you in your dark times. See who's gonna still surround you when, you know, you ain't got a haircut, bruh. okay, you looking a little, but they still fucking with you. You driving a raggedy car, but they are still fucking with you. You had a little stank attitude, but they still fucking with you and praying for you. You are going through these things to see who's still rocking with you, what's working for you and what isn't, what's making you happy and what isn't, who's making you happy and what isn't, who's judging you and who isn't, who's there to support you and who isn't. Pay attention. What makes you happy and what doesn't? Fuck the shit that doesn't and do what does, even if it's a little scary. Some of y'all ain't been happy in so long because of your job that you've been working at for the longest. And you have another opportunity, or you have something, a purpose, and if this doesn't align with your purpose, yeah, you need to start focusing a little bit more on purpose. Okay? But anyways, y'all, I didn't want to make this too long. I just want to let y'all know I'm still here. I love y'all. I'm not going to force any messages that are not meant to be forced. But anytime that I get something that I feel like needs to be said, I'm going to come and I'm going to say it. Make sure y'all are following me on all platforms at That's Mama K or Mama K's Place. I have a lot of new things that are going to be dropping, a lot of new covers. The Patreon is opening. I'm going to be doing private live sessions. Events are coming up, exclusive events for the Patreon. If you need private mentorship or venting sessions, remember, I'm booking venting sessions. Don't trauma dump inside of my inbox now, okay? I love y'all, but I got stuff to do too. And my time and my energy and my power, you got to pay for that now, okay? Y'all know, okay? I got to go be mommy at the same time. I don't need all that energy to be dumped on me. Give me a warning. Hello, hey, how you doing? How are you, Mama K? You know what I'm saying? But I do love you guys, and I hope you have a great day today. Share this with somebody. Let me know where you're listening from. Let me know how you're doing today. Go tell somebody you're grateful for them today, and let's get it. We got this. See you later.